You are what you eat.
Well, if that was literally true, I would be
a bucket of wings and a pitcher of beer.
So, good thing we're not always who we are and what we eat.
What we celebrate today, however, is the Feast of Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Jesus, and we eat and we drink God.
Not symbolically, not as a ritual. At the core of our Catholic faith is the belief that what happens on this altar, taking that bread and that wine in the middle of the aisle, the priest consecrating, changing that bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. So indeed, as Christians, we are what we eat, the body of Christ. St. Paul often refers to us in that image. We are the body. We become Christ on this side of heaven.
Christians, we call ourselves. We look like him,
we act like him, we live like him.
That's not a burden.
That is who we are on this side of heaven, the mission of the church, to show the world what this kingdom, just as a glimpse, is going to look like on the other side of heaven.
It's interesting that the readings for this weekend here takes us back to the Old Covenant, our first reading and our second reading as well.
You know, in the Old Covenant, our Hebrew brothers and sisters,
a part of our ritual and our worship involved the sacrifice of an animal.
To take the flesh of an animal,
to burn it, and then to eat it. And then, as we hear in our first reading, which is again echoed in our second reading, then the blood of that animal would be sprinkled.
That was a way for us to understand on how we could receive God and how we would be blessed. Eating burnt flesh of an animal and then being sprinkled by blood.
Blood, of course, is life. It's a sign of life. And that's the way in which we understood how we could receive God. You know, we try to capture memories
with photographs. The stained glass windows tries to capture a part of the mystery. A statue tries to capture
the reverence of the divine. And all of this helps us as a people to remember,
to look, to visualize, to create.
But what we celebrate from this altar is action. Something that's alive. The gospel writer Mark tries to, in detail, bring us back to, not just a memory, to that upper room and all the details that went into celebrating what today we call the Mass, the beginnings of the institution of the body and blood of Jesus. Now, in this 21st century, what does all of this mean for us? Because we all have family members and friends, including my own family and friends, that say you don't have to go to church.
I can believe in God.
I can follow the Ten Commandments. I can be a nice person. I can pray without coming to worship. I don't need to go to church to pray. And in many ways, that's true.
We don't need to come to church to pray. As a matter of fact, what we do here isn't prayer. What we do here is worship. And you can't do that on your own. That Jesus brings us together as God's body, as his family, for the act of worshiping. And in a few minutes, when that bread and wine is brought down here, when it's placed on the altar,
I'm going to say to you and to the Lord, let us now pray that this our sacrifice be acceptable to God the Almighty Father, that all the sacrifices that we brought here for this 10:30 Mass, including
your envelope,
but besides that sacrifice,
that all the sacrifices that you bring here this morning will all be conjoined into this body
and blood. And when it's given back to you,
the body of Christ, we say amen, is the sacrifice of Jesus and all of our sacrifices brought together.
We will eat and drink God's body and his blood and our own sacrifices, so that at the end of Mass, when I say, go in peace, that we bring back into our families, back to work tomorrow, back into our relationships, back into our families, something that's alive in our hearts, a living faith, a one holy Catholic and apostolic faith that can make a difference, not just for ourselves, but for the people around us. And so today, as we celebrate this central feast of who we are as Catholics, the body and blood of Jesus, may our souls truly be fed at this Mass, and whatever hungers that we have right now, the hunger and the thirst can be quenched by God's love.